And now, from Philly, the home of Jill Scott, who will be here for the Allstate Time to join a family reunion, it is time for the Smuck Report. And here he is, Ken Smuckler. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, Kim, Jay, Antoine. The Donald fetching, Hillary's emails vexing, and Anthony Weiner sexting. 67 days to go, and this is your Smuck Report. When last we chatted, the conventions were in our rearview mirror. The Donald was like an armadillo crossing Texas State Highway 130, just north of San Antone, a few armadillo arms away from roadkill. His numbers went from dead even across the battleground states after the Cleveland steamer to down double digits after Hillary threw the Shaka Khan in awe at him on day two of the DNC convention. The Donald decided that nothing seems more presidential than attacking the gold star mother of an American Muslim killed fighting for his country. That country, Donald, would be the U.S. of smucking A, a move that led the Donald's polls numbers to plummet faster than Ryan Lochte's net worth after relieving himself of bodily fluids and any sense of dignity outside the Auto Posto Jardim Oceano gas station in Rio. I swear, Donald Trump fetches, blaming all things that are attacking him on the media. It's like he's Chris Brown channeling Charlie Sheen, blaming the LAPD for responding to a 911 call that came from his fucking house. The Donald attempted to reset by shaking up his campaign team. Look, Tom, when Trump tagged Paul Manafort as his campaign manager, loyal followers of the Smuck Report will remember, we warned of this cat's ties to the Ukrainian thug-in-chief, Viktor Yanukovych. But the Donald throws Manafort under the Trump train when he's outed for reportedly taking cash payments from Dr. No. And really, Jay, this dude was never equipped to run a presidential campaign. His name may be Manafort, but the way he ran Trumpville, I wouldn't let this cat man a snow fort erected by an 8-year-old T-ball team. So Trump decides to reset his campaign with a dude named Steve Bannon, who runs a right-wing website whose theme song, if it had one, would be Springtime for Hitler in Germany. A website named Breitbart, which is as bright as a black hole and has the intellectual outlook of Bart Simpson. Seems Bannon doesn't only have a problem with Jews. He's got two domestic violence reports filed by his ex-wife, which is perfect for Trumpville. A campaign that had just brought on Roger Ailes for debate prep, the chief of Fox News, the former chief of Fox News, the man who will be remembered for putting the Cox in Fox. So Donald Trump completes the misogynistic cocktail. First, a jigger of Corey Lewandowski, who roughs up a female reporter on the campaign trail. Add a splash of Roger Ailes and garnish with a sprig of Steve Bannon. Really, Sybil, the Trump campaign is like the Island of Misfit Toys, a campaign that should be recast as 50 Shades of Gross. But make no mistake, Tom, if Hillary becomes the 45th president of the United States, it will only be because she ran against a man who every day runs a campaign that is best described as, I'm fired. Hillary's numbers soared. Hillary's numbers soared after a convention like the price of a 2-pack Myron EpiPen over the last decade. But then came an Associated Press story that showed that the Clinton Foundation selling FaceTime to the Secretary of State like a stripper selling access to the champagne court at closing time. As we sit here today, here is the poll number that Hillary Clinton wakes up to every morning. 68% say Clinton isn't honest and trustworthy. That's according to the CNN poll, and it's her worst number on record. It's also up from 65% earlier this month and 59% in May. The CBS poll has a similar number, 67% saying Clinton is dishonest, which means her trustworthy number is south of the Donald's, a man who the Washington Post finds to lie or misstate the facts 3 out of every time he opens his smucking mouth. Think about this, Tom. Donald Trump, a man whose relationship with the truth is like that of me's relationship with Mrs. Jones. They got a thing going on, but it's only every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. And this is the guy Hillary is losing to on trustworthiness, Sybil? Why, Sybil? Why? Because Hillary treated her Secretary of State emails like Anthony Weiner sexting pictures of his abs to an avowed Trump supporter. And really, Jay, nothing screams sex appeal more than a scrawny, middle-aged Jewish guy sexting pics of himself lying on a bed next to his infant son. I mean, what the fuck is going on here? Hillary responds to the Fuhrer like a Tinder user shocked that her Facebook friends know she's hooking up on the street corner, saying it's all smoke and no fire, which is like Draymond Green saying pics of his junk were hacked just 24 hours before he fessed up to inadvertently hitting the sex button. Memo to Hillary. As we've said before, an email problem is like the Zika virus. Just when you think you've dealt with every email, another smucking mosquito flies into the neighborhood. But in the last 24 hours, the Donald went to Mexico to meet with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. Tom, the last time an American billionaire made a splash like this in Mexico, Howard Hughes was leaving the Acapulco Fairmont Princess Hotel on his death flight to the States, and that was 1976. First, Rudy Giuliani comes on stage in Phoenix after the flight, after he returns to the United States and does his event in Phoenix. Rudy Giuliani comes on stage wearing a Make America Great hat, looking just short of the senior passed out at the racetrack with a jewel cup in one hand and his address pinned on his hat. Really, this cat made as much sense as Kanye at the VMAs. Then Mike Pence comes on stage, who opens up with his signature oil can. Trump starts out saying that he and the Mexican president spoke of the great contributions of Mexicans to this country. Now, I'm pretty sure the Mexican president was thinking of Frida Kahlo, Diego Rivera, and Carlos Fuentes. And I'm equally sure that the Trump was thinking of Eric Estrada, Freddie Prinze, and Speedy Gonzalez. Andale. But Tom, at the core of Trump's immigration policy is what he believes is our ability to choose immigrants that thrive and love us. Trump calls it an ideological verification. He calls it extreme vetting. It's a love test for Trump. I call it the Jose Feliciano test. Because, Sybil, the only Mexican who will ever make it into the United States under the new Trump test is a Mexican that is blind and can sing a holiday tune. And that's the Smuck Report. 66 days to the election, to Election Day. Watch out for Trump to go after Hillary like Meek Mill taking down Drake, and look for Hillary to take out Trump like Kevin Hart on Sugar Shane Mosley in season one of Real Husbands of Hollywood. Fuck off. Fuck off.
Bravo.
Ken Smuckler.
Brilliant.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's so scary. It's nice to laugh at scary stuff,
yep.
Isn't it, Sid?
Absolutely.
This is some scary business.
Scary times.